I think the parishioners, no, but the pastors, yes, they had that time ahead, because many forums have been conducted for conscientizing the pastors on the referendum and the constitution.
So what role would you say the church has played in trying to disseminate information about the constitution?
The church, through the pastors, I think they've tried to disseminate, they've held some workshops to disseminate that information, but it's a norm that some of the parishioners, they are not into going to the workshops, but just a few who attended, they've got the information.
So from your view, what is the sentiment of some of the people there in Wangi? Do they know where they're supposed to be going to vote in the referendum on Saturday, or what's the sentiment on the ground?
On the ground, people, they don't have information where they are going. It's like they are still waiting to be told where to go. But seeing the time, it's just around the corner and people are not aware where they are going to do that.
From your own observation, what could COPAC have done differently to ensure that the draft constitution is properly disseminated and people have enough awareness for them to be able to actively participate in the referendum on Saturday?
I think COPAC should have done it in written form, like maybe disseminating some pamphlets, written pamphlets, so that people would know what's going on and where they should go and what they should do.